Hey, this is Gun Sully from the podcast The Indefensible Middle Ground, and this is a little opinion piece that I wrote about the unevolved response to gun violence. And I'm just going to go ahead and read it here because a lot of people read my words and don't understand the inflection or tone. So I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there while I read through it before I post it. The leaning on laws and more gun legislation has been a political crutch, and kicking the debate around has been a political soccer ball. But do politicians really want to make the world safer? History would clearly say no. No, politicians, especially Democrat politicians, do not want a safer world free of gun crime and gun violence. History is obviously being a jerk, right? How dare history and his a-hole buddy facts and his witch girlfriend statistics all say that big-hearted Dems like President Obama, Martin O'Malley, and Rahm Emanuel don't really want to see a safer place to live with less gun crime. How dare they? Well, in all fairness, history, facts, and statistics only show the actual results and not intention. But if I saw my brother touch a stove and burn his hand, I should have a reasonable expectation of what would happen if I touched the stove too. If I touch the stove too, well, I'm stupid. Or one of those people who like feeling the burn. The gun control legislation proposed in Democrat-controlled cities always focuses on legal gun owners and sellers, and many of them even focus on limiting the right to defend oneself. Gun crime goes up because laws are not magical and criminals don't follow them. So people come up with innovations and inventions to help protect their people. And does the city say thanks? Well, let's look at the case of Taser. Taser CEWs, controlled energy weapons, conducted energy weapons, were created to provide an alternative to guns for law enforcement and for the victims of violent crimes, an alternative to being robbed and murdered. How did Baltimore respond? Did they say, wow, you've used technology to evolve the self-defense debate. That changes things, and maybe we should encourage you to continue developing innovative self-defense technology. No, of course not. Baltimore and DC rushed to outlaw tasers because they are scary, dangerous weapons that could possibly kill people. That's right. They don't let the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C. carry tasers because they are dangerous. They carry guns, but they are not allowed to carry taser because they might kill someone. I'm sorry for all the caps, but the stupidity is so thick in those facts, it's suffocating. D.C., Baltimore, and Chicago have again and again proposed and implemented laws that don't help and then discourage innovation and invention. Why would they do that? Is it because they want to solve the issue another, even smarter way? Nope. They just keep doing the same failed things. So maybe they don't want to solve the problem at all. And I have to edit this right here. There we go. I hope you're enjoying listening this. This is a let's play of me proofreading, which I've never played this game before. So bear with me. Okay. So maybe they don't want to solve the problem at all? Seems that way. Because then you can take that to the next election and tell everyone that you all have... Okay. Take that to the next election and tell everyone that we have all the answers on how to end gun violence, that you all Oh, and there we go. And you all have to vote Democrat, or you are sure to die in a hail of bullets, because Republicans equal guns, and guns equal bad. Vote Democrat. That will solve everything, and there's no need for you, the voter, to think about anything else, or even be anything but a voter. Voting Democrat will save the world and all the children in it. Come on, knock it off. Can we just be grown up about this and talk about actual prevention measures that could make the world safer? Things that need to be discussed. Effective yet less lethal alternatives for self-defense and law enforcement. Advancements in screening and weapons detection. Surveillance advancements including high-def facial recognition and digital war driving. If we evolved instead of just screaming, guns are bad, we could live in a world where situations are quelled efficiently and justice is served. Let's imagine a rundown. Here is a little scenario that this future might have. Let's imagine a rundown of three armed men, would-be mass shooters, walking up to the entrance of a mall. The security intercepts them, neutralizing two of them with non-lethal CEWs, and the third escapes capture, but is tracked down immediately by police by tracking his digital signature and face thanks to digital video and cellular data image collection. Is that crazy? Well, if you are a utopian, you'd say it is crazy only because bad people don't exist and bad things just shouldn't happen. But bad people do exist, and they do really bad things sometimes. Whether God or their neighbor's dog is commanding them to, bad people do bad things. We can't read everyone's mind, but we can encourage innovation and invention in technological advancements for self-defense and law enforcement tools. Sincerely, Gun Sully. Now, there's a little asterisk up at the top where I was talking about tasers, and here's the answer to that asterisk down at the bottom, a footnote. If anyone read this and thought, tasers are dangerous, they do too kill people, I'll try to be objective here and reply scientifically and honestly. You're an idiot. Tasers kill people the way showers kill people, the way that they don't. But you might slip and fall. If you get tased, then fall down a flight of stairs and die, the taser didn't kill you, the fall down the stairs did. The alternative is getting shot by a gun and dying before you fall down the stairs. Does that sound better to you? Well, if it does, I respectfully thank you, DC council member, for reading this, and would like to remind you of the start of this statement. You're not smart, so stop outlawing stuff smart people made only because you are a regressive who is scared of technology. And that's my bit. That's my piece. I hope you enjoyed it.